Yeah. Obviously, things are a bit different with it being summertime. There's loads of people away today, but it's great to see so many here. And obviously, the children are in, so I'm going to keep it short. We did say in the teaching team that we try and keep it to 15 minutes. And looking at the podcast, we haven't quite managed that, I don't think. But whether I'll be able to do it, I don't know. But I'll do my best. Someone over here can give me a shout. If you've got your Bibles, let's turn to Luke chapter 5. Just turn this down a bit, Carl, please. Luke chapter 5. I'm going to read the whole passage, not the whole of Luke chapter 5, but there's three stories here that go 1, 2, 3, and I want to just pick some points out, and I think you'll see it, and I really feel that what I'm sharing today has just been reiterated by what people have shared and what we've been singing about, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. So these are well-known stories, but let's read them together. Luke chapter 5, it says this: one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding round him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets, just doing everyday things. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more. So the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and the teachers of the law who'd come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they couldn't find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who's this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easy to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he'd been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We've seen something remarkable. We've seen remarkable things today." Great passage of scripture. I've got 3 pages of notes, but I haven't really. I've only got one. I'm only kidding you. Yeah. Just want to bring a few points out from there. And there's loads of things. We could keep you going for a long, long time, but I'm going to try and keep it short. First thing I want to say is, in that very first story, what came out to me is, keep going. Keep trying, because the next time could be the result. we saw there that the fishermen said to Jesus, we've been out here all night, we've caught nothing. But in obedience, they did what Jesus told them. Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught what? Nothing. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. We need to remember, yeah, that Jesus is the master, that Jesus is in control. We've heard it, we've sung it so many times today, that nothing is impossible for him. And so often, we don't keep going. We give up, and we never know if that next step, that next day, that next moment isn't the answer. And we know just in that moment, as they let down that net, and I don't know what they were thinking, these were seasoned fishermen, these were professionals. They knew where the fish were, they knew what to do. But at the word of Jesus, they said, at your word, we'll do it. And they let down the net, and we know what happened. They caught so many fish that day that the boats were sinking. They'd never had a catch like it in their lives. And I don't know what your situation is. You don't know what my situation is, whatever you're facing. But my word today is keep going. Don't give up. The next time, that next prayer, that next step could be just the answer that God is waiting to pour out. He wants us to be obedient to him. In the second story, we see here an outcast man. We see someone who's unclean. We see someone in society's eyes who's basically finished. Society said to him, there's nothing down for you. But what does he do? He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. He sees a solution. Sam was just saying in there about we need to see Jesus, yeah? This guy shouldn't have been where he was. He'd obviously broken from the camp where he was supposed to be because he should have been out of the town. Lepers were not allowed in to the town. Whether he heard that Jesus was coming, I don't know. Whether he'd seen Jesus before, perform miracles, I don't know. But he needed to see Jesus. Nothing was going to get in his way. Nothing was going to stop him. And you know, we need never to give up. His mates might have said, what's the point? But he said, no, I'm going to see Jesus. No matter what society says, no matter what yourself says to you, no matter what your circumstances say to you, don't give up. Don't give in. It says this, when he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I like that approach. If you are willing, there was still that attitude towards it, wasn't it? You know, he wasn't aggressive in any way. He just said, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And we see the compassion of Jesus, that Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I wonder where the disciples were at this point. They were probably 3 miles back. They wouldn't go anywhere near a leper. Jesus reached out and touched him. That's how close Jesus wants to come to your situation and my situation, yeah? He's so compassionate. He's so caring towards us. When we so often feel, God, where are you? Jesus is that close. And leprosy doesn't faze him. Nothing phases him. He reaches out and touches. He reaches out and breaks through. And he said, I'm willing. Be clean. And immediately, the leprosy left him. All things are possible. Only believe. That's a song we used to sing moons and moons and moons ago. But it's true today. All things are possible. Only believe. What are you expecting God to do for you? What are we expecting God to do as a fellowship? It's actually 12 months. I think it's 12 months today since we were actually in here. Is it 12 months today, or was it last week, or the week before, or a couple of weeks? I don't know. But it's 12. It's nearly 12 months since we actually moved into these premises, yeah? And I don't know what God's got for us, but whatever it is, God moved us here from where we were unexpectedly out of the blue. And I don't know what he's going to do next, but all things are possible. Only believe, yeah? And the third story, it just is something we need to do, and it's press through for breakthrough. Press through for breakthrough. On my phone, I don't know if you've all got mobile phones. My phone's over there somewhere. On my phone, I think it must have been 12, 18 months ago, we were praying for words. What word is God putting into your heart? And the word I got was victory. I don't know what word you got, but I got the word victory, and Mike got the same word. And ever since that, I've had that on my phone. So I get a phone alert the first thing in the morning, victory. So that's a word in my life, is victory. Now, I'm believing in victory. I've had victory, but I still want victory, yeah? Amen? Yeah. And I've got another one, which is breakthrough, which comes up later during the day. So it just reminds me constantly, God, I'm in victory in you. Whatever you're doing in my life, it's victory. Whatever's going to happen, Lord, it's breakthrough. I'm expecting you to do great things. We see in this story the tenacity of these guys. And, you know, it just is an illustration to us. Don't let anything get on top of you. Don't let anything stop you from meeting with Jesus. How desperate are you today to meet Jesus? How desperate are you for him to do something in your life? These guys got to the house. I don't know how far they'd carried that guy, but when they got there, they couldn't get in. It was full. There was no way they were going home without getting that guy to see Jesus. And so they got up onto the roof, and they ripped the roof out. Goodness only knows what the owner thought. But there it was. Just imagine it coming down, these tiles coming down. But someone was so desperate to get to see Jesus. But they were desperate. They didn't give up. When they couldn't find a way in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and they lowered him through the tiles on a mat into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. We see there, don't we, some perseverance. We see some persistence. And guys, we've got to do that. This ain't easy. This is tough, isn't it? The obstacles we face sometimes, they seem insurmountable. They seem difficult. They seem impossible to get through. We've got to hold on. We've got to believe. We've got to keep going. And it says this, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Verse 26 says this. We know the Pharisees and the Sadducees weren't very happy about that. Who's this man to forgive sins? But Jesus can, and he did. And he said this, the people were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. Guys, we've seen remarkable things. I've seen remarkable things, but I still want to see remarkable things. Do you? People here are waiting for remarkable things. If it's that young lady that we prayed for, other people that are on the prayer chain list that we've been praying for, we're expecting to see remarkable things. Jesus is the same today. So let's believe for acceptable things. So three things to remember today. Keep going. Don't give up no matter what. And press through for breakthrough. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, I just thank you that you are for us. And if you are for us, who can be against us? Lord, you are for us. You are for me. We can all say you are for me individually. You are for us collectively as OCF. Lord, you know where you want us to be. You know where you want us to be individually. You know where you want us to be collectively. I thank you, Lord, for this place. I thank you, Lord, that you've made it available to us, Lord. We thank you for it. But Lord, if you've got another place, then Lord, we're willing and open for you to move us into that place. Lord, I want to pray for each one of us individually today. Those of us, Lord, who need that breakthrough. Lord, we're reaching out to you and we're saying, Lord, we trust you today. Lord, we need to see you today. Lord, I pray that people would see you today and not the problem, not the difficulty. No matter what people say. And Lord, where some of maybe thinking, is it worth it? Lord, we want to keep going. We want to keep pressing through. Because you are a faithful God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.